Tremendous. Wonder how long he's had that one in his hip pocket.
I use it all the time.
92-9, the game. There with the call as Trae Young goes off, drops 50 points in the Hawks' return from All-Star break. They beat the Heat 129-124. Trae Young becomes the seventh player in NBA history to score 50 points before turning 22. And the first Hawks player with a 50-point game since Sharif Abdul-Rahim did it in 2001. Staying in the NBA, the Nets announced yesterday that Kyrie Irving will have season-ending shoulder surgery. Irving, just one of three players this season with multiple 50-point games, despite only appearing in 20 games. Lest we not forget, he's very good at basketball. Brooklyn, however, in his absence this year, 17-17 with no Irving on the floor. And tonight, we got an NBA doubleheader for you on ESPN. The Nuggets travel to the Thunder at 8 o'clock Eastern, and then two playoff hopefuls going to duke it out. The Trailblazers host Zion Williamson and the Pelicans at 10:30 Eastern. Zion has absolutely gone off in his early run with the Pelicans, averaging over 15 points in the paint per game. Good for fifth in the league over that stretch. SportsCenter is brought to you by Nature Valley. The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with the whole grain oats and real delicious honey, really tasty too, Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars.
The idea of asking for a piece of metal back seems a futile act.
For him to devalue it just tells me how out of touch he is. At this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is that it says commissioner on it.
All right, Golic and Wingo here with you as baseball is burning, as Jeff Passan, our fine baseball insider, summed it up best. The continuing reaction and fallout from the sign-stealing scandal by the Houston Astros. Sign-stealing scandal or season-ending shoulder surgery?
Which I feel like sign-stealing scandal has got a little
bit
of that to it.
Right? I think it might be. So we're both acing this, by the way. So there's a lot going on in baseball, and we are delighted to talk to our next guest because he's stepping into a very new role, and he's been with us in the past, and he has been a little bit of everything. So we're delighted to bring in our new Cubs manager, David Ross, two-time World Series champ. David, thanks for being with us, and we appreciate your time this morning. And we will get into your situation in Chicago, but obviously everyone is still dealing with what is going on with the Houston Astros. I guess first and foremost, what is your reaction to the incredible outrage and blowback that has come back toward Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred in light of the fact that they don't feel like enough was done to punish Houston?
Yeah, well, I actually got to meet with Rob last week, and I think he's already apologized for some of the things he said and some of those things coming out, man. It's I think that what the players are saying and how their voice is being heard speaks volumes. You know, these guys have strong opinions. It's about the integrity of our game, and we all go into these games each and every night and putting our best foot forward, thinking everybody's on a semi-level playing field. And when you find out that's not the case and it affects history, I think that's just it's something that's hard to deal with. It's hard to sleep at night, especially when you're talking about these groups that are speaking out, that it affected them so much more than maybe some of the teams that didn't make it in the playoffs. And it's tough, man. It's tough. It's a slippery slope, and trying to punish the right guys and create immunity. I mean, the players union is sticking up for the players, and Rob's trying to get to the bottom of everything. I'm glad I don't have his job. It's a bad spot for baseball right now, and I hope soon enough we can move past this and start talking about the play that's going to be on the field.
And you mentioned, though, this is history being affected, and that's why so many players have been so vocal. But it started with one. It started with Mike Fiers and his voice speaking out on this, on what a lot of other guys had mentioned. And David Ortiz, who you spent some time with the Red Sox there, had some pretty strong comments doubling down on the idea that he was a snitch and he disagreed with the way he went out of it. What did you make of that reaction to the guy that really started all of this?
Yeah, I think that's hard to point out the quote unquote whistleblower. I think at some point in today's game, if you're not doing things the right way and ethically, as many players that change teams and move on throughout the game, it's hard to would keep something like that a secret. And especially when you go to another team and you go in there and you give up a 10 spot or from a pitching standpoint, it was going to come out at some point. I mean, there were already rumors flying around, and so David's got his opinion, but the fact is, the Houston Astros weren't doing what's right, and that's the bottom line. I don't think Mike Fiers is to blame.
Cubs manager and former catcher, David Ross, is with us now. Of course, you won the 2016 World Series with the Cubs the last time there wasn't an issue with the Houston Astros being in the playoffs in the World Series. And Jonathan Lucroy has come out and said when he was going up against the Astros as a catcher, he had to change his signs all the time. So as a guy who played that position, David, and if you knew that was going on, how much more difficult does it make your job as a catcher?
Oh, it's extremely difficult. And the hard part is your radar is not really up that much when, when nobody's on base. You always suspect, like, the guys at second, maybe did their homework, watched some TV games, watched some video, and maybe picked up your sequencing of signs at second, or you're not hiding your signs well enough at first, and the guy can peek in with a big lead, or a coach, one of the base coaches, looking in, trying to pick things up. But when you're talking about nobody on, and they're getting it from a camera in real time, and as soon as, even when the pitcher shakes, that's extremely difficult to hide. It's impossible to hide. And you're going to have to go with a sequence of signs, multiple signs, and now the game slows down. There's confusion. It just makes it extremely difficult on all parties, the pitcher and catcher, and they're already deciphering that with some guys down there trying to crack the code of the system you might be using. So it makes it extremely difficult.
David Ross with us in the show, Penzo Performance. I promise we do have some
we will. We will.
We have some questions related to your team, but you've
it's
seen
the topic. I know. Yeah, it's the topic.
I can say you know it all too well, having been here with us at the Worldwide Leader. But I guess going back to that 2017 World Series, we mentioned yours right before that, but in the job that Rob Manfred has, do you think they should have taken that away? Do you think that 2017 World Series should have been vacated?
Yeah, I mean, for me, Yu Darvish made a great point here, and it's. I go back to if we're in the integrity of the trophy and how much that means, it's like an Olympic medal. If you're caught cheating, your medal is stripped. So I think that would have sent a loud message. I don't know that you could give it to another person, but taking it away may have been the power move that may have made everybody feel a lot better. That's difficult. I understand. Rob's got a decision to make and trying to navigate through all those things. But in my mind, when I look at it like that, that's what we're all fighting for. That's why we're working here in spring training. That's why we're doing our work, putting in that extra time, those extra drills, all so we can be the group that holds that trophy at the end of the year. And the fact they didn't do it legitimately in the right way, they don't deserve that, in my opinion.
And we'll see what happens going forward. As Jeff Passan, our baseball insider, says, it's still a possibility. You mentioned Yu Darvish, as David Ross is with us. Yu was on the Chicago Cubs. You are now the manager of the Cubs. 9 current players on the roster were your teammate with you the last time you were in Chicago. So there's a lot of recency from a lot of your players seeing you as one of them instead of the boss. How do you deal with that transition now?
Actually, it's been really good. As a teammate, I told these guys the truth, and I shot them straight. And the relationships I have with that group are one, historic, and like lifelong brothers. And so the fact that I shot them straight and I told them the truth when I was a teammate, that hasn't changed. I'm the same person. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to give you fluff. I'm going to tell you what I believe is you need to hear, and that's on your decision to do that. I'm the same guy, just different priorities and a different title. So the relationships have been great. The guys that I know, it's been easier to talk to them because we've had so much history together. I can be real with those guys and tell them exactly where I stand, and it's actually helped in a lot of ways too when it comes to leadership in that clubhouse and exactly what I want and where I feel like we may have fallen short in the last couple of years, and watching this group from the outside and being kind of a special assistant. So the relationships haven't changed, and I think it's a powerful thing that I have that most new managers don't have.
David, is there any difficulty in replacing a personality as big as Joe Maddon's? Obviously, he was one of the big characters in baseball during his run there. How do you put your stamp on this team, and what would your hope be that a David Ross-managed team looks like in 2020?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, Joe is very unique and the way he deals with the media and how he's so well-spoken. For me, it's about being myself and staying true to myself. There's a lot of Joe Madden in the way I'm going to manage and the way I've seen things. I'm gonna pull from all my great managers. Joe was one of my favorite managers I ever had. Bobby Cox, Terry Francona, Jim Tracy, John Farrell. Like, there's a lot of Troy Lovello was my bench coach. There's a lot of guys that I was able to deal with throughout my career, and kind of take their pros and cons, the things that I liked, and Joe really affected me in a positive way when I got to play for him. So there's still going to be a lot of Joe's footprints around here. He brought a lot of great things to this organization, but now I get to kind of put my stamp on a few things and make things a little bit different for me. So that's exciting, man. That's rewarding. It really feels powerful, and being able to put the things that you've believed your entire career and you've seen in winning and put it on your team.
David Ross with us, of course, replacing Joe Madden, as Junior just asked you about. And there were some, I don't want to say tension, there were some differences between how Joe Madden wanted to run things and how GM Theo Epstein wanted to run things. How do you see your relationship with Theo right now, and what should it be?
They've stayed out of it. They've really given me the freedom to run things. They haven't been in any meetings or you know, we talk daily, just, you know, what's going on and checking in with each other. You know, but they've got a job to do. I trust those guys, and I know their resume. They've got a great resume, and what they've done in baseball is pretty special, him, Theo and Jed. So I rely on those guys a lot. I've relied on them this offseason, whether it's hiring my coaching staff or prepping spring training and having the conversations that I need to have, where there's areas that I just don't know what's the norm and how to do certain things. So they've been a great resource for me.
And we'll see what happens going forward. So, hey, listen, the last time you were in Chicago, you hit a home run, won a World Series. So just go do that again.
Yeah,
okay?
No pressure, David.
No pressure. Just do that again.
The good thing is I don't have to play anymore. We got really good players on the field. So I'm excited. It was good to talk to you guys. Y'all have a great day. See you, Tracy, Mike.
Thanks, David, always good to talk to you, man. Best of luck.